from Stoic Wisdoms. You are what you attend to. This is a deeper exploration of attention, one of the five skills covered in the five most important skills to learn in 2026. That post is free and worth starting there if you haven't read it. You are being built right now by whatever has your attention, and you probably didn't choose it. In 1890, William James called it selective attention, the mechanism by which consciousness organizes itself out of what would otherwise be, in his words, a gray chaotic indiscriminateness, which meant in practice, that whatever you attend to becomes your experience. Whatever becomes your experience accumulates into your identity. And most days, what holds your attention was chosen for you by an algorithm, by a habit, by whatever was loudest. The usual framing treats this as a productivity problem. Distraction, notifications, the attention economy. All real, but they describe the surface. The deeper problem is that every hour of fragmented, reactive, captured attention is an hour where the person you're becoming was shaped by forces that had no interest in who you become. Your identity doesn't get built according to a plan. It's sculpted by whatever held your gaze longest, and whatever held your gaze longest was selected by a system optimizing for engagement. The productivity frame can't reach this. What's at stake is who you become, not whether you got things done. Take an ordinary evening. You come home and spend 2 hours scrolling, half watching something, cycling between apps. The version of you that emerges from those 2 hours has spent them practicing fragmentation, reactivity, comparison, surface level emotional response. Now imagine spending those same 2 hours in genuine conversation with someone you care about, or absorbed in something difficult enough to require your full capacity. The version of you that emerges from that evening has spent it practicing depth, reciprocity, sustained thought, and real contact with another mind. These are not the same person, not metaphorically. The patterns of thought are different. The emotional reflexes are different. The way of seeing other people the next morning is different. Whichever version you practiced last night is the version that shows up tomorrow, a little more grooved in, a little more characteristic, a little more like who you're becoming. You probably never framed a night of scrolling as an identity decision. William James would say that's exactly what it is. Every evening is a small vote for the self you're building, cast not through intention, but through whatever happened to hold your attention longest. Which means you are composed, partially, of moments you don't remember and attention you didn't notice yourself giving. That is the person who wakes up as you tomorrow. Simone Weil called attention the rarest and purest form of generosity. Iris Murdoch argued that moral life happens entirely in the quality of your ongoing inner attention. The rest of this post explores why William James believed attention and will are the same faculty, what a recent finding at Rockefeller revealed about why the brain's best focus emerges from silence rather than willpower, and why Iris Murdoch believed the deepest obstacle to seeing another person CL early is something that has nothing to do with your phone. A neuroscience team at Rockefeller University published a finding in December 2025 that overturned the basic assumption of the willpower model of attention, showing that the brain's best focus emerges from silence rather than strain. These converge on something the productivity frame cannot touch. This is the second of four deep dives. Over the coming weeks, I'm publishing full premium posts on critical thinking, attention management, this one, adaptability, and self-reflection, to help you build a deeper understanding for each skill. This series will be the most substantial work I've published on Stoic Wisdoms. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all premium content, including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections.